Hi, and welcome to the DeMartini Show, the podcast for people who love personal development. If making constant progress is one of the most important measures of your life, if you love to learn about universal laws, human behavior, and empowerment so that you can make sense of the world that we live in and empower your life, and if doing something that makes a difference in the world is the core of what drives you, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John DeMartini. He is a human behavior expert with over 48 years of research into human behavior and performance, and what he shares across all of these episodes will give you an incredible advantage in all the areas of your life. The topic for this week is developing a mindset for well-being. And when it comes to well-being, Dr. DeMartini has for many years stated that wellness and vitality emerge when you have balanced perspectives, whereas symptoms and illnesses frequently arise from imbalanced perspectives. And in this episode, he explains this in more detail. Just a note, if this is your first time listening to the show, make sure that you click the subscribe button. That way we can update you each time we load a new episode. And if you gain value from what is shared across this episode, then we ask you to please rate the podcast and leave us a review. And lastly, feel free to share this podcast with anyone in your network that you know would absolutely love to have the opportunity to learn this content too. So grab a pen and paper and let's get started with this week's Developing a Mindset for Wellbeing. Enjoy.
I want to do a two-way presentation today. I'll talk kind of a top-down approach and a bottom-up approach. I'll start with a bottom-up approach first. Whenever we walk through our day and we perceive somebody or something around us above us or below us, in other words, we look up to them or look down on them, and we infatuate with them or resent them, or are attracted to them and or repulsed from them, and we imagine them greater than us or lesser than us, we in turn do the opposite within ourselves. So if we exaggerate them, we minimize ourselves relative to them by the law of contrast. Wilhelm Wundt, psychologist, over 100 and something years ago, stated this contrasting mechanism, that we have our perceptions are contrastive. If we put somebody down, we exaggerate ourselves. So anytime we infatuate with somebody or look up to them or admire them or are attracted to them, we have a tendency to, in comparison, to do the opposite. If we are conscious of their upsides, we become unconscious of their downsides. And then in return, we become conscious of our downsides and unconscious of our upsides. If we are looking down on them and resent them, we're conscious of their downsides and unconscious of their upsides. And we end up being conscious of our upsides and unconscious of our downsides. So if we elevate them and minimize ourselves, we go into sort of a shame. And if we minimize them and exaggerate ourselves, we go into a pride. When we're proud or shame, we're not being authentic. And when we infatuate with them or resent them, we're not seeing them as they are. We have a subjective bias. Anytime we have a subjective bias on things around us, we end up with a subjective bias within us. And that causes a skewed or distorted reality. It's literally a distorted reality about life, about ourselves and others. And we're inauthentic, and we're actually projecting false realities about individuals. So if we walk in a mall and we perceive somebody that they're more intelligent than us or more successful than us or more wealthy than us, or they're more stable in their relationship than us or more socially leadership influential than us or more physically fit than us or somehow more spiritually aware than us, we'll shrink and we'll have a dysmorphia, a distorted view of our own physiology and psychology. And if we go in the same mall and we look down on somebody and think they're less intelligent than us, idiots, less successful than us, failures, less wealthy than us, impoverished, etc., we also have a dysmorphia where we exaggerate ourselves. And anytime we exaggerate or minimize ourselves, we're not being ourselves. We want to be loved for who we are, but we're not going to be loved for who we are when we're not being who we are. How can anybody even love us for who we are when we're not even being what we are? Who we are. So we exaggerate or minimize ourselves. Now, every time we do this and we exaggerate somebody else and infatuate with them and minimize us, we distort our neurochemistry. All the little signal molecules that go between cells in our body, and particularly through the nervous system and hormonal system, the glands, these throw these chemistries out. based on the ratios of perceptions. So let me give an example. If I ask somebody, I teach a program called the Breakthrough Experience. And in the Breakthrough Experience, sometimes people come in there and we have somebody that they're highly resentful to. And we show them how to dissolve that with the Demartini method. But when they start, they could write down 50 negatives about this person, real hate this person. And then I ask them, what are the upsides to them? They're conscious of the downside, 50 of them. They can list all the things they despise about them. But when I ask them, what's the upsides to them? They put maybe 5 or maybe 8. If the ratio is 5 or 10 or 7 times more negatives than positives, that's a ratio of perception. And I could also have somebody that they're highly infatuated with and they can't see any downsides to it. And so now they have a ratio of 6 positives for every negative one. Whenever they have these imbalanced ratios, those imbalanced ratios alter neurochemistry. And not just neurochemistry, but all cellular chemistry. Every cell communicates with other cells by little biomolecules, signal molecules, morphogens, triggering other reactions in other cells. And the endocrine system and the nervous system are specialized forms of these signal molecules. But each of these molecules, transmitters, modulators, hormones, neuroregulators, are based on the ratios of these perceptions. So if you take a top or bottom down, bottom up approach, you can change your perceptions and change your neurochemistry, change your biochemistry, change your hormone structures. And that's why if we get highly resentful to somebody, our testosterone can elevate, our cortisol can elevate, our norepinephrine can elevate, osteocalcin can elevate, substance P can elevate, and oxytocin, vasopressin, serotonin, dopamine, estrogen will fall based on the ratios of perception. In fact, we could even go as far as saying that every one of the transmitters and regulators and hormones and signal molecules in the body are based on the ratios of perceptions that we're holding in our actively engaged judgments and stored in our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind stores all previous conscious, unconscious judgment splits that have not been balanced. It stores it and stores it in the form of impulses or instincts based on the ratios. And so we literally store in our subconscious mind these impulses and instincts from previous pleasures or pains that we now impose on new information that comes in that we're actively engaged in judging. And that creates, in a sense, a perception on top of this receptivity that we have when we judge. So what we do is we alter our chemistry as a result of our altering of our perceptions. If we change the ratios of those perceptions, we change our chemistry. When you go and you hear about depression as an imbalanced chemistry, that's a pharmaceutical promotional mechanism to make you think that, well, you don't have any power to change that yourself, so we need some sort of outside chemistry to change it. I'm not saying that doesn't have a place. It's just not the first line of reasoning. If you all of a sudden were sitting in a room and all of a sudden a tiger jumped in the room and started to put its jaws around your neck and you looked around right at the last minute and a tiger was about to eat you, if we did a blood chemistry and neurochemistry on you, your cortisol would be off the roof. Your testosterone would be ready to go. Your norepinephrine would be skyrocketing. You would be ready to fight or flight or run or whatever, or freeze if you thought you couldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, estrogen and all that, they would calm down. They would just come right down and plummet. And so you go, oh, I got a biochemical imbalance. No, you've got a perception right there that's active, that's causing those changes, and that changes it in 200 milliseconds. These chemistries change. And then what happens is we store that in our subconscious mind if we never balance it, never go back and balance out that perception. Every imbalanced perception is stored in the subconscious mind and is skewing our chemistries in our brain. And we don't get told that. We get told you have an imbalanced chemistry. But why? Why is that happening? It's not just out of the blue it gets imbalanced. We've got incredible homeostatic mechanisms in the brain for balancing electrochemistry, balancing neurohormones and regulators and everything else. Unbelievable amount of homeostatic mechanisms, but we keep perturbing it by holding on and storing in our subconscious mind or our active judgments these ratios of perceptions that are skewed and perturbing our chemistry constantly. So if we don't take the time to neutralize that perception and don't neutralize the chemistry, those chemistries affect physiology, epigenetics, the plasticity in the brain, and automatically eventually causes illness, An illness is a feedback mechanism to let us know that we're storing in our subconscious mind imbalanced perceptions. And it's trying to wake us up, if it's interpreted properly, on how to balance it. So our mental health well-being, the keys to mental well-being is the ability to bring our perceptions back into balance. We don't have control of the chemistry directly. We have control of the chemistry through changing our ratios of perceptions. We have control of our perceptions, decisions, and actions in life. Change our actions, we change our neurochemistry. Change our perceptions, we change our neurochemistry. If we don't take command of that, we end up at the pharmaceutical company depending on some chemistry. And that is not the first choice, as I said. So anytime we are infatuated with somebody, we got skewed chemistries. If we don't go in there and find the downsides to the thing we're infatuated with, it will be stored in there. And let's say we get into a relationship and we're highly infatuated with them. We have a fatal attraction. And then 3 or 4 months later, we find out they're not who we thought. We were blindsided by what we were ignorant of in the unconscious. And then we get slammed by this other side that we didn't anticipate. And now we resent them. And we have this infatuation for a while that was throwing our chemistry off. And now we have this resentment. While we were infatuated, we couldn't see the downsides. Now that we're resentful, we can't even see the upsides. So these are constantly skewing it. And so if we end up with this resentment on them and we want to avoid them and not want to see them again, we go, I don't want to deal with people like that. The next time we're in a relationship, we see somebody that's got the same color hair or dressed the same or the same perfume or something. It can remind us of that and skew up the subconscious mind to throw those chemistries off. And we constantly are being bombarded by stimuli that remind us of things that we've never balanced. And we add to the imbalanced chemistry that then we go in and say, well, you have a problem. You need a drug. No, you need to go back and be accountable. Accountable means to be able to bring your perceptions into accounting and balancing them out. So in the breakthrough experience, which I've been teaching 32 years, I developed a methodology called the DeMartini method, which is a methodical science, reproducible, duplicatable system to ask questions, to be cognizant of what you're unconscious of, to balance out the perceptions, to balance out the chemistry, and liberate yourself from grief and depressions and frustrations and fantasies and nightmares and anxieties and all the things that distract you from being present and empowered. Because if you don't have command over those in your own life and you keep expecting somebody out there to rescue you or keep some pill for every ill to take care of you, you're disempowered in comparison to what you're capable of.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a 2-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
Now, I want to go into that's from the bottom-up approach. But I want to now take it from a little bit different from the top-down approach. We live by a set of priorities in life, a set of values that are unique to us. Whenever we live by our highest values, whatever is most important, most priority in our life, the thing that fulfills our life the most, the thing that we spontaneously can't wait to get up in the morning and do, the blood glucose and oxygen goes into the forebrain. When we live by lower values and feel like we're putting out fires and never getting around to what's really important, and we're constantly, wow, what a day, what a hell of a day. We automatically are in our lower values and we automatically get our blood glucose and oxygen into our hindbrain. A hindbrain is for hindsight and it learns by trial and error, which is inefficient. And the forebrain is for foresight to be able to anticipate things, mitigate risk, and be able to bring yourself into objectivity. When you go into the forebrain and you're living by priority and you get objective, you get balanced. You look for both sides, you embrace both sides, you're more aware of both sides, and you respond, prepare for both sides. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you're infatuated with them, you're blind to the downsides, you have a fantasy. And then when they turn into the opposite, you now have a nightmare. But when you have objectivity, you see both sides and ask for the questions to reveal the unconscious. So you're fully conscious so you can see both sides and keep an objective view. When you do, you're less polarized. When you're less polarized, you have more resilience, more adaptability. Because when you're neutral, you don't fear the loss of that which you seek, the fantasy, the infatuation, and you don't fear the gain of the resentment, the nightmare that you've created in your mind. So you're not sitting there in fear of loss of that which you seek or the fear of gain of that which you're trying to avoid. You're just feeling present. So if you live by the highest priority actions and live by and fill your day with the highest priority actions on a daily basis, you automatically increase resilience, increase adaptability, and go into your executive function. And your executive function is responsible for inspired vision, strategic planning, executing plans, and self-governance. And the way it does it is it takes the forebrain and it goes down into the amygdala, which is the impulse and instinct center, and it calms it down by regulating glutamate, which is a stimulant during the day, and GABA, which is an inhibitor at night, and regulates the facilitation and inhibition and calms down the distractions of infatuation, resentment that cause all the polarization and skewed views of reality, which causes imbalanced chemistry. So one of the most powerful ways of keeping yourself in well-being is to live by priority. The other way is to go in is when you have had distortions and you haven't gone back and neutralized them using the DeMartini method from the breakthrough experience is a very powerful tool on taking methodically one by one, every one of those imbalances and neutralizing them one by one. The moment you neutralize all that subconscious baggage, you get to live a superconscious life. And a superconscious life is one that's in a sense poised and present and purposeful and prioritized. If you know, when you're living by your highest value, you're living purposefully. When you're living purposefully, you're prioritized. And when you're going basically going into something that's productive and something that's poised, that's where you live the most empowered life. So prioritizing your life and then doing the DeMartini method on the subconscious baggage can transform your perceptions in life. And it's not what happens out there. You know, people come up in the last year, they say, well, you know, Corona's done this to me. No, it hasn't. Your perceptions of Corona has done things to you. And you have control of your perceptions. You can make it a Saint Corona, you can make it an evil thing. If you turn it into an opportunity, you turn it into growth factor. We have amazing resilience, amazing adaptability to whatever happens to us if we have the right attitude. William James said that the greatest discovery of his generation is human beings can alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes of mind. And that's true. We can take command of our perceptions and take command of our actions and prioritize our actions and prioritize our perceptions. The way you prioritize your perception is you take whatever has happened and ask whatever you think is challenging or negative or whatever, how is it serving my highest value? How is it helping me fulfill what's most meaningful to me? In the breakthrough experience, I take things that you've resented, things that you've got, you would never want to go through again, and I help you find out the upsides, the benefits to it, and allow you to see how it's helping you get what you want. So that way, it doesn't matter what goes on out there, you know how to take command of perceiving it in such a way that you win. And when you realize that that's your power, then instead of going to a pharmaceutical thing to try to get a gloomy, doomy mood into something that's elevated and then have side effects, because every drug has its side effects, you can normalize your own physiology without the side effects. Instead of having to go in there and neutralize, because the brain is automatically trying to neutralize it. What happens is we automatically are unconscious of things. One of the greatest things we talk about mindfulness today. That's a big common word that's out there in the field. But mindfulness is full consciousness. When you're conscious of something that you're infatuated with and unconscious of the downside, you're not mindful, you're half mindful. When you're conscious of the downsides, unconscious of the upside, you're not mindful, you're half mindful. But when you're seeing both sides and you're fully conscious, you are mindful. And when full consciousness occurs, that's because our intuition is trying to wake us up to the unconscious information to balance it. So the intuition is trying to whisper awareness to you of what you're blind to. So if you're infatuated, your intuition is trying to point out the downsides. When you're resentful, it's trying to point out the meaning and purpose and why there's upsides to it. If you're strong enough to listen to the intuition and you ask questions that strengthen your intuition, which is what the DeMartini method is, you wake up full mindful, mindfulness. And that liberates you instead of being in bondage. The Buddhists say that the desire for that which is unavailable, the impulses that you're infatuated with, and the desire for that which is unavoidable, the nightmares that you're trying to avoid, is a source of human suffering. So as long as we're sitting there, our physiology is going to create illness. Now, what happens is when we get these neurochemistries in balance and biochemistries in balance, we create what is called an epigenetic alteration in the expression of genes. and protein manufacturing, which is enzymes and structural protein, which creates symptomatology in the body. And the body's symptoms are feedback to us to try to get us to back in balance. In other words, when we're perceiving more drawbacks and benefits to something, it activates the sympathetic nervous system. That causes oxidation. So epigenetically, it creates acetyl mechanisms in order to neutralize the oxidation with a reduction. And if you're basically infatuated with something and you get the parasympathetic nervous system on, the parasympathetic nervous system causes reduction and calming mechanisms like for sleep. And what happens then, it creates methylation, which is at the other side of the equation. So when you do one, you create a reduction, and the other side, you create an oxidation. And as a result of it, you neutralize the chemistries in the brain to try to bring you back into balance. So if you get sympathetic activation, you get oxidation, you get, again, a reduction mechanism, which is basically hydrogenation. And if not, you get the acetylation over on the reduction side. So you get neutral automatically in the chemistry, and the brain is trying to neutralize at all times. So if we don't neutralize our perceptions, we keep perturbing and imbalance out our chemistries, which then put epigenetics, which then creates symptoms, which then we call illness. And the illness is a feedback to try to get us back to wellness. If we don't know how to interpret it, our applied physiology, and we just take a pill and suppress the symptom, we don't get the message behind it, we don't take accountability of our perceptions, we then basically go down a loop and ignoring what our physiology is trying to do. I've been spending the last 40-something years, 43 years of my life trying to educate people on what their physiology is trying to reveal to them so they don't have to go the other route. I'm not a guy. I'm not the person that's been taking drugs and you know, I'm not a drug guy. I don't take aspirins and drugs and things like that for 48 years because I drink water and I eat well and I use my body to guide me to live wisely. And I end up with more energy and more vitality and more clarity than most people only because I've used my physiology as a feedback. I've used the Demartini method as a neutralizer, and I've got clearer mission and my purpose because I live by highest priorities and delegate lower priority things. As a result of that, you have unbelievable amount of energy, unbelievable amount of focus and inspiration. So if you want to master your life, just know your physiology is trying to help you do it. And if the keys to balancing out our physiology and psychology and wellness is to know how to ask questions to ourselves to make us conscious of the unconscious, to make us fully conscious, to see both sides, which is what the Demartini method is that I teach in the Breakthrough Experience, and the value applications, which is on my website, doing the value determination process and determine what's really priority and really important to you and stick to the highest priority. The moment you stick to high priority, your chemistry returns to normal. It helps you heal. I always say that your purpose in life is the most efficient and effective pathway to fulfill the greatest amount of voids, which are the unconscious components, with the greatest amount of value. So when you live by priority and you use the Demartini method, it liberates you from tremendous amount of emotional baggage and liberates you to have more freedom in life to do what you really love to do. When you are constrained from within by disciplining yourself to live by priority, you don't have to be constrained without. And so the true freedom is the ability to have self-discipline and self-governance in the executive function of the forebrain and have foresight and become a leader instead of a follower, reacting as an automaton and conforming and subordinating to the outer world because you feel disempowered because everything is as the skewed ratios of perception. When you balance the ratios of your perception, you liberate yourself to do something extraordinary. So I just wanted to take a few moments to go through this on the keys to wellness and well-being here, and how mental well-being is really a feedback mechanism and how to use it wisely. So when you balance out the ratios of perception with method, or when you get focused on priority, you have governance, you are able to do extraordinary things with your physiology. I think that's what we're designed to do. I believe that every symptom in every area of life, our mental symptoms, business symptoms, financial symptoms, social symptoms, all those are because of emotional imbalances. Until you can manage your emotions, don't expect to manage money, don't expect to manage relationships, don't expect to manage anything in your life. In fact, you can't manage anything you infatuate or resent is going to occupy space and time in your mind and run you. It's the things that you balance that you get to run. So if you're ready to go and balance your life, learn the method, come to the Breakthrough Experience, come learn and do the Demartini method, go online and do the value determination process, start to live by priorities, take advantage of these little webinars to stimulate, to remind you the basic things. Grab whatever information you can that can help you along that way. And join us for the other webinars we do, the podcasts we do, and just take advantage of this information, because I'm certain, I've been doing this 48 years of teaching, I'm certain that this information will be valuable if you just apply it in your life. So that's the message today on well-being. I just want to also let you know about a little gift that I want to give you. When you live congruently, according to your highest values, you expand your space and time horizons. And this gift I have called Awakening Your Astronomical Vision is exactly that. It's the keys to help you expand your space and time horizon so you have more resilience, a bigger, broader view, and you play a bigger game and you make a bigger difference. So if you're ready to go and do something like that and not live small, but live on a more expanded influence, expanding your awareness and expanding your influence, then this little gift is a goldmine. Please just go to dmartini.fm/gift. It's valued at $50, but it's a free gift. I want you to watch this or listen to this multiple times. Listen to it again and again and again. I did it at a live presentation in a planetarium in Johannesburg. It's a profound little audio. It was meant for people that had bigger visions in business, but it really applies to anybody. I don't care how old you are or what you're doing, this will be valuable to listen to. And it will dovetail in what we just said today. And also, there's a free masterclass. This is breaking through the critical self-judgment and learning how to transform inner and outer criticisms and awaken an appreciation for yourself and your life. So if you're sitting there beating yourself up or beating somebody else up and finding yourself critical of yourself because you infatuate or critical of others, I'm going to show you exactly what to do and how to transform that so you can appreciate yourself and others. Because when we love ourselves as we are and we're willing to be ourselves, our lives change. So this will be a free masterclass. Please tell people about this and promote this. If you got a value out of this today, just know you probably had somebody in your mind and that I thought, well, so-and-so could have benefited by this. Please pass the torch and let them know about what we're doing, because I just think that if we can get this out to more people, people will have more command of their life.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to dmartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to dmartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.